40-day health challenge.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, my name is Grainne Walsh from Limerick and I'm doing the Classic Hits 40 Day Challenge. And the reason I'm doing the challenge is just to give people a bit of hope. I was kind of in a bad place myself a few years ago towards like late 40s, put on loads and loads of weight and really thought that I'd never be able to lose anything. And slowly but surely by changing my lifestyle, I did. So I've kind of lost 4 stone now, and I heard this advertise on Classic Hits and I thought I'd apply for it, and lo and behold, here I am today.
Here
and
we are.
Loving it, like it's brilliant. I can't wait to do it now.
So we were saying there how the weight can just creep on, and yes, before you know it you're looking in the mirror and the clothes aren't fitting and you're like, how did that happen? Did I shrink them in the wash?
Like, I've never been skinny. Like, I've been on, I'm 54, I've been on diet since I was probably about 14. but I just found as I got older, it got harder. Like somebody said, like, your metabolism just goes, like, and like, I was at 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24. I'm 5 foot, like.
24 stone?
No, 24 size.
Size 24.
Yeah, I'd say 18. I actually didn't weigh myself. I couldn't get back up on the scales. And I'd say, like, scale wise, I knew the most I was 17 and a half stone, but I'd say I was at least 18 stone, if not more. And I was 5 foot, like, so, it crept up very slowly, but very consistently. And
did you hold on to the clothes, the smaller ones, thinking I'm going to get back into them?
So funny thing, because when I was getting ready to come up here today, I was putting on a pair of jeans and whatever, you know, the way, and I've two, I was three kids, but two of them are girls, 17 and 20. And I was showing them what I was wearing, and one of my daughters said, "Mam, those jeans are way too big for you." Because, like, I have been slowly losing the weight. So I went upstairs and got one of the boxes where I had put away, and I almost threw out and put on a pair of jeans from that box. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, there definitely is hope. You know, when you wake up every morning and you just think, I can't do this again today, and you go to bed every night and say, for f*** sake, I broke my diet again. So you can actually, honestly, you can get out of that rut. It's hard, it's not easy, but you can definitely get out of it.
Like, what do you think got you into the rut in the first place? Was there anything in particular that you feel maybe got you there?
Well, it's like everyone. Like, I'm the eldest of five, I have three kids, I just was always looking after everyone else except myself, which is just the natural default for parents, really. And I just, like, my dad had died when I was in my late 30s, and I suppose to kind of ignore the grief, I had a baby. And it went from there. It was like, that was my second child, and like, my son was very sporty. He played county, he played rugby, football, soccer, everything. Our car was our sitting room for years. And I worked and did the house, and it's everybody's story. Like, it really is. And that's why I want to do this. Like, even I was saying to one of the girls up in the room earlier on, she is me 15 years ago. And I just said to her, there's just one word you need to know, and that's no. So you need to say no, and you need to say, I need time for me. And COVID was a lifesaver for me. Like, it really was. Everything had to stop. There was no more training. I didn't have to break my son's arm so he wouldn't play. And I took a breath, started walking. I did a 52-week walking challenge. And that was the start. And after a while, everybody knew that Mam was going for her walk. And if Mam didn't get her walk in the day, there was trouble. And, like, then I started to feel not guilty about taking time for myself. And you know what? Like, I'm rearing three kids. Well, they're adults, but, like, they need to see me looking after myself. Mm-hmm. They need to see me taking time for myself. I was doing them no favours by, you know, and I was one of those mothers who did everything for their child. Like, they did stuff, but I'd listen to excuses, and I might do it when they'd say they'd a pain in their head. They more than not had a pain in their head, like, but that was it. And, like, it was the best thing I ever did. And I've been seeing though for 4 years now, and I'm in a great place. I'm back to having the best life that I ever had. Like, so
you're really doing this health challenge for all the mammies and the women out there, the women of Ireland who are doing everything and not putting themselves first and not giving themselves a break, even an hour to go for their walk. Yeah.
If you don't look after yourself, like if you don't look after yourself, you're going to fall down. I almost fell down. If COVID didn't happen, I would have had a nervous breakdown. I absolutely know I would. So, like, it was something as simple as, for me, time, fresh air. I'm one of those sea swimmers. Sorry now. But, like, I do all those things. And they're my things. Like, I still work. Like, I still have 1.5 children at home. One comes home from college at the weekends. So
1.5.
Yeah. So, like, I still do all that. Sometimes the house gets messy, and so what? My priorities are my walking, my swimming, my hiking, and I'm really proud that my kids see me doing that with their dad, like every weekend or every evening. But like, people just get a mental block, and I think especially women of my generation, the generation below me, they think they have to do everything. Well, you can't do everything. You just can't. You can only do so much. You can't keep the house clean, get the proper dinners. You can't do your job. You can't look after your parents. You can't look after your kids and the cat and the dog and the turtle. It's just not possible. It might be for a few years, but you lose yourself in those few years. And I know that's like a stereotypical thing to say, but you actually really do lose yourself, as well as your hormones. So yeah, I'm doing it for everyone. And even one of the girls earlier on said, oh God, like I was listening to you and thinking, oh, like if she can do it, I can do it. And that's exactly it, like, honestly.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, fired, fired,
fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.